Hi, this is the Google Assistant. Can I ask what you're calling about? Your answer.
Hello?
Hello, my name is Willie, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
I am trying to figure out what customer support you are with.
Yes, ma'am. I work at a third-party call center, and we do handle a different accounts. I can get some information from you and see if you do have an account in our database.
I mean, we don't have an account that I'm aware of, but we were charged this morning for something for $39.99, so.
Okay, let me get some information. What's your zip code first?
35215.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Well, the account that was charged was Courtney Richard. It's Q-O-U-R-T-N-A-Y, last name Richard, no S.
All right, thank you so much. And could you please verify your full mailing address for me?
748 Meadowbrook Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
Thank you so much. Give me one moment for your account to populate, and I'll get that information to you, okay?
Okay.
Sorry, it's taking a little bit longer. Give me a moment longer.
That's okay. I mean, the charge on the account said smart household appliance.
Okay. Give me 1 second. We'll find. Okay. It looks like your account started with us on the 13th of October. You got the free gift of the Protex tech gloves. They were in extra large. And that was a free gift.
Of the
gift.
Who? Say that one more time.
The Protex technical gloves.
Protex technical gloves?
Tactical.
Oh, tactical gloves.
Mm-hmm. And you paid the $7.95 as the shipping and handling for that product. We gave you the gift for free. It was also an opportunity for you to try out our HeroBot fitness app. And that was on a 5-day trial. And by the terms and conditions that were agreed upon, if you don't cancel in that trial period, you are charged a full monthly rate for those products.
You said HeroBot?
HeroBot with a D.
Oh, HeroBot. Okay.
And we sent that information HeroBot out. App. Yes, ma'am. We sent that information out to a Turner.
Hold
Turner.
On. What the hell? Sorry, my kids are being loud. Okay,
well,
go ahead.
No problem. I understand. We sent that the login information to and the link to the app to turnerville7@gmail.com.
Okay. How do I go about canceling this and getting the money back?
Okay. I can go ahead and cancel it where you won't receive future charges or products, but those charges are valid. And I can give you a cancellation number once I cancel everything out, okay?
Okay, but so you're telling me there's no way to get a refund? I mean, he never even downloaded the app. We didn't even know what it was until I found the number on the bank and called.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Let me get everything canceled out, and I'm going to reach out to my supervisor, see can we do something. I'm not sure if it will be a full refund, but it may be a partial, because those terms and conditions are so cut and dry that most of the time we don't do. But let me see what I can do, okay? Just bear me one moment. I'm going to place you on a really brief hold, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, Ms. Richard, thank you so much for patiently holding for me. I wasn't able to get the full $39.99 refunded, but I can get a 35%, which would be $14, and it will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
You said $14?
Yes, ma'am. That's 35% of the $39.99.
Okay, but that will cancel it out and nothing else will happen?
Yes, ma'am, 100%.
Correct. So okay, thank you so much.
All right, give me one moment, and I'm going to get you the cancellation number as well, okay?
Okay.
I do, in fact, have that canceled out. And that cancellation number is...
Hold on. One second. Go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
262.
262.
Uh-huh.
932. Mm-hmm.
392. Okay. And like I said, in that 3 to 5 business days, it'll be back in your account, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.